And the day the Torah ate Wednesday night, Rabbi Matzil is all begun.
Shuz the Chosh from Tzibur. Speak about the Shaila. The Gea this year. Shabbos after Shabbat. I hope Moshe is going to come. We're not going to have that Shaila, but otherwise. There's another people before the Tannis, before the fasting, they like to take different tablets and different things to help them. It should be easier to drink, not to fast. So the Shaila here on Shabbos, are you allowed to take those tablets? They're called Kale Tzoim, help you to, should be easier to fast. Are you allowed to take them on Shabbos to help you for Tisha B'Av on Sunday? Should be easier to fast. And there's two Shailas who are involved in it. There's one Shaila of Hachona, you know, it's also on Shabbos to prepare to do something for Sunday. So here I'm doing something for the next day. And another Shaila of Rafua. There's anyone who is not well, not allowed to take any tablets. So we're scared he's going to grind them and prepare them on Shabbos. So the Abonon is halacha that any refuah is also on Shabbos. Shaila, is that considered a refuah or not? We'll start with the Achona, because the Achona seems to be quite clear in the poskim that it's mutter. There's no Shaila of Achon over here, and you take those tablets for on Shabbos to help you to fast on Sunday. And there's two swores we find in the poskim, why there's no Issa Achona. Rafalk has a whole shuva, now it's printed, a new Chelek, Machzel Yo Chelek Gimel, just came out a few months ago, Chelek Gimel. They have a long shuva about this Shaila, and then there's someone who wrote him back. And then he wrote a few pages there, and he says regarding to Achona, the Issa Achona is only if I'm doing something which I could do on Sunday, something I can do after Shabbos, I'm doing it on Shabbos. That's Achona, something I could do after Shabbos, I'm doing it now for Sunday, you're not allowed to. But something I have to do now, its time is now. If I'm not doing it now, it's going to be lost. It's a hefset. You're allowed, such a thing you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So he brings a nice diet. You know, in Hechaz Mukzeh, there's a halacha, the Klisha Melech Talesa, even though allowed to move the Tzorech Mekoy Moy, the Tzorech Kufoy, but Chamo Letzeh, to protect the Klisha Melech Talesa, you're not allowed to. But Klisha Melech Talehetah, you're allowed to move Chamo Letzeh. It's outside, it's going to get damaged in the rain. You're allowed to take the Klisha Melech Talehetah into your house. So, fake the fact, I don't understand. Even though there's no Issa Mukta involved, why is there no problem of Achona? I'm now doing something on Shabbos, not for today. I'm not going to need that. A Klisha Melech Talehetah outside, I'm not going to use on Shabbos. I just want to protect it that on Sunday, Monday, whenever it's going to be, I should be able to use that. We see from here that something which I have to do now, it's time is now. If I'm not going to do it now, it's going to be lost. I'm allowed, such a thing you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So therefore, he says, hey, also, if I'm not going to take those tablets on Shabbos, then I can't take them on Sunday. So it's a hefset, if I'm not going to do it now. And therefore, you're allowed to, there's no Issa Achon involved over here. That's the Svora Falk says. Now, there's another Svora post can bring. When I take the tablet now on Shabbos, then the body really starts to work. It's all happening on Shabbos. The way I understand it's working is it helps that the liquid should stay in your body for longer. Usually, after an hour or two, slowly it's all digested and you lose the liquid. So here the idea is that it helps that the body should keep the liquid inside for longer. Yeah. So here, whatever I'm doing is happening on Shabbos. The most of why I'm interested is because I want to it should be easy on Sunday to fast. But the action is all happening today on Shabbos. Hachon only means if I do something now, it's only for Sunday. But here, when I take the tablet, I'm taking it for now, because something should happen in my body now. It happens to be the reason why I want this to happen in my body might be because of Sunday. But it's all the mice, the pole is happening now. That's not the problem of Hachon. Now there's another halacha when we're talking about achone. Mr. Gore brings in Siman Kuf Reish Tzadik. First, he's allowed to sleep on Shabbos. He shouldn't say, "I'm going to sleep today because I want to have a lot of koyach on Sunday." The Moshe this year was Pesach was Sunday. So Pesach was a good year for Shabbos. Everyone had plenty of time to sleep, and it's a big help for the Seder. So even though you have in mind that I'm going to sleep because I want to have koyach on Motzei Shabbos for the Seder, mustn't say it. If you say it right, now, I'm going to sleep because I want something for after Shabbat, it's awesome. So in the Tanis, the poets can say, Moshe Desir, you're allowed to drink as much as you want. But don't tell your kids or your wife, oh, you know, tomorrow is the Tanis and drink a lot, in order it should be easier to fast tomorrow. Because that's like Mishnah Berurah said by sleeping. So drink, try not to speak about it, that the reason why drinking is for the Tanis. So the Shaila here, by those Kalitzoim, when I take those tablets, are you allowed to say, oh, you know, tomorrow is the Tanis, I'm taking them now for the Tanis, or not? Here, we could be it's better, even though by drinking we're saying that you're not allowed to say, I'm drinking for tomorrow, but here we're saying, the fear, according to a folk, the reason why it's mutter, why there's no achon, even though everyone knows, and he sees you taking them, he knows you're doing it for tomorrow, but the time, I have to do it now, if I'm not going to do it now, it's going to be too late. So it could be, so I can already speak about it. Usually when you sleep, it's, no one knows if you're sleeping for today or tomorrow. So by saying I'm sleeping for tomorrow, you make it worse. But here,
it is made for tomorrow. It speaks for itself.
That's right. So my speaking is not adding anything to it. So maybe that is better that here I might be allowed to say it. Oh no, it's still a zilzul. The fact that you say that I'm doing now, reading, saying clearly I'm doing something for tomorrow, that might be worse. So I haven't seen anyone speaking about the shaila. They all speak about that there's no istachon actually to take them. But I'm not sure if you're allowed to say I'm taking it now in order to fast better tomorrow.
Is it funny about the implication that now his father went,
now the ship, we'll speak about this soon.
Is it that implication?
We'll get to Rafu in a minute. So it seems to be in the post scheme that because of Achon, there's no Issa Achon in Mortimer. But the big Machleika stars is regarding Rafu. Is there a shaila of refuah in water or not? And the Shulchan Aruch said that. The Shulchan Aruch said, but what is a choile? Someone who's not well, he's not allowed to take tablets or medication. But someone who's a bari, he's well, he's allowed to take medication. And the zok the mongin avuham, but it depends. If he's taking lechazek mezgoy, he's taking it to make himself even stronger. That's already awesome. Even though you're a boy, if you're taking something to give you more koyach, to be mechazik you go, is awesome. Now, if the big five that the person speaks about, or everyone knows, is the vitamins. You're allowed to take vitamins on Shabbos. So it seems to be when you learn among the form the first time, that he says anything which makes you strong is awesome. So it might be a problem to take vitamins. Moshe has a famous tshuva. Moshe says, no, you're allowed to take vitamins on Shabbos. Why? Because among the woman is talking about the person, he's not a choyle, he's a weak person, he's a shvacher person, he's weak, and he wants to make himself stronger. Here, vitamins, he's a strong man. Why is he taking it? To make sure he shouldn't become a choyle. It helps you that you shouldn't catch a cold, you shouldn't, whatever it is. But it's not to make you stronger. It's just to make sure that you should stay healthy and you shouldn't have to show and catch anything. So therefore, one second, therefore Moshe was mapped to take vitamins. And Rafal brings that Moshe and he goes very strong, like a Moshe, that it's mutter for anyone to take vitamins. And he brings another halach in Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch says someone had a makkah, and now it's all better, and you're allowed to put something on it to make sure that he shouldn't come back. Now he's well, he's just scared that maybe the illness or whatever it was, the back is going to come back, you're allowed to take medication to make sure he shouldn't come back. That's the same idea here also by vitamins. He's just taking it to make sure he shouldn't catch anything. So Falk wants to say that the same interesting halacha will apply. A person who knows that often he gets headaches 5 o'clock in the afternoon, or he knows when he walks outside, people have it in the summer, and hay fever. Things people know that it comes to a time or something where now there's still a doggy, but he knows he might get a headache soon. So if Prabhupada wants to be matter to take now Panadol, whatever it is, because now he's a bogey. I'm doing it to stay a bogey, not to get the headache. Once you have the headache, then you can't take any more Panadol, because you're already a choyle. But here you're a bogey. You're just taking it now to make sure that to prevent it shouldn't become a choyle. That's mutzah.
Hay fever is your whole body,
not the. Yeah, it could be. If it's so bad that you mamash choyle kol guf, it might be again a new head of a choyle. Not for the mishka. Not too bad. It's just a headache. Not for the mishka. Just to make sure you shouldn't get a headache. Which, yeah. So we mainly, in fact, want to say the same over here. You're a bogey, but just what? Tomorrow you're going to have a tannis, and the tannis is going to make you shvach. So you're taking it to keep strong. So as much as vitamins are mutter, he's also matir. The kalitza. Now, in all of poskim acholik on the Moshe, Shmir Shaskir Chosei, Ba'ais and Sefer, the others who say, no, not as much as Mogen Avraham tells you, you're not allowed to take anything to make you stronger, so you can't take a vitamin. He said, how does the vitamin work? It must give you some extra energy and some antibodies, I don't know, it gives you something to help you then to stay. So that's the interesting machlokes over here. So that's why the Shmir Shabbos says, no, you shouldn't take any vitamins on Shabbos. Because it makes you better. Even to me, Moshe said making someone better means he's a weak person, you make him strong. So they understand that also belongs to that. You're not a weak person, but you want to make yourself even better, your body even more healthy. That seems to be the fact. Machlokes by vitamins. So there, you go, no, you saw that it's just a matter of being, that's what everyone needs. Yeah. Yeah. So that's why Yishmir Shabbos Vais and it's safer, you mustn't take any vitamins on Shabbos. Unless you take every meal, so then it's just part of your meal. But otherwise, like you're saying here in England, usually there's only a person who's scared something's going to happen, or he doesn't feel that, or the doctor told him he's missing something. That's you shouldn't take. Now, the Shmir Shabbos doesn't speak about our Shaila over here, about the tannis, if you're allowed to take those tablets to help you. We don't know. But question is, can you find a difference between the here on tannis and the regular vitamins? We know of Shmuel Vosner, yeah, he said, and Shabbos brings it down, others, that you not like a father said, you mustn't take them on Shabbos. Colored soil to help you to fast better, you shouldn't take them on Shabbos, like vitamins. And they say the solution will be to mix it into your food. The Gemara says that any refuah, not any medication, if you know you have to take them on Shabbos, you're a choyle. The Gemara says the solution, what you can do is before Shabbos you take it, you grind up, you put it into your food, and then no one can see it. And on Shabbos you eat the food, no one realizes, no one sees that you're eating medication. But I certainly, usually only if you're ready before Shabbos go and you mix it into the food. Here, Bosnia wants to say maybe it's a bit better. You can mix it into your food even on Shabbos. But he says clearly, Bosnia, you shouldn't take them on Shabbos unless you mix it into your food. Because he's assuming, like Shmir Shabbos, the vitamins are awesome. It makes you stronger. So here's that. Again, he said that a fact says, to take them on Shabbos. He was matter vitamins even here. And could be, I found in a sefer one of the persons that he wants to say that could be that even the vitamins are also, but here it's better. Why? So you have to know the mitzvahs exactly what it does, the colored soy when you take them before the tannis. If it just helps you to keep your liquid inside, then I can hear that it's better than the vitamin. Because the vitamin's pshat is that it gives you extra energy, it gives you something, it's mechazik, about the Mogna Form called your body. But here, you have all your liquid inside, it just helps you that the liquid should stay inside for longer. But apparently, I don't know if they say that besides By effect, he also has inside some types of vitamin who keep your body stronger. So then again, you might fall back on vitamin. But here there's more of a tzoyah. So it could be, even though I think most people here in England don't take vitamins on Shabbos, it could be because usually it's a machlokes, and why should we take it if it's a machlokes? Here there's more of a tzoyah, so we can rely on the Moshe and the tshuva of Falk to take them. But again, as we said, that is another svara, one more svara. A person who's mamash, he very bad faster. And every normal tablet, if he doesn't take those tablets, his mamash is in bed the whole day. Then what Shlomo Zalman says, he got a svara to be matir. Because on Shabbos, someone is not well, he's not feeling mishkel, like he said before, he's in bed, he's allowed to take medication. So he says, even if you're not yet in bed, but you're taking it in order not to be not feeling mishkel, it's also mutter. So Shlomo Zalman says, so far he said, if someone knows that without medication, without taking the calitzer, he's not going to survive the times, meaning he's going to be stuck in bed all day. But he's zicha allowed to take it, because as much as someone who's already not on the mishkav, he's already in bed, he's allowed to take medication. So he has to make sure you shouldn't be not on the mishkav, you're allowed to. But in fact, what matters, even someone just helps him a bit, he's also allowed to take them on Shabbos. We said there's no issue, that's a fool, and we said we also said there's no issue, because I have to do it now. If I'm not going to do it now, I'm going to lose it. But the person should be, it might be better not to speak about it, and definitely you shouldn't tell your family to drink a lot because of that. You can tell them to drink a lot, and they're going to realize why. But to tell them clearly to drink a lot because tomorrow is Tishba, you shouldn't say.
Well, it actually works.
It actually works.